Welcome to the Roots of Success podcast.
We've raised the bar.
Tap into the source of your success through real stories from real people.
I'm going to show you how great I am.
It's time to level up and get to the root of your success.
And now your host, Nate the Great Peterman.
What's going on, guys? Welcome back to another solo episode of the Roots of Success podcast. I am your host, Nate the Great, and today I want to talk about presents, okay? And I'm not talking about no Christmas presents or, you know, any birthday gifts. I'm talking about your presents, okay? And one of the reasons I really wanted to bring this up today is recently I'm big into basketball, you know, and you can relate this to any sport around the world that you might follow. So recently, Steph Curry of the Golden State Warriors just came back about a couple weeks ago for the first time. I think he went through some kind of, his arm or his wrist, he broke his wrist or something. So it was definitely a good many month process. And it's funny, the commentators, and this was from the highlights, I was watching it, and they said, you can just feel that the energy in this room is different because of Steph Curry's presence on the floor. And I really thought about that. So you're telling me somebody that is a leader of the team, just because they're out of the game and all the other teammates are out there, that is different? Is that true? So you're telling me if LeBron was out, Tom Brady? And of course, it's a no-brainer to us because it's like, well, duh, Nate, they're the best on their team. But then I'm like, hold up. It's not just that they're the best on their team or they're great at what they do. It's the intensity. It's the presence that they bring just by being on that field. Another great example, if we're going to the NFL, Baltimore Ravens, number 52, you know, Ray Lewis. In football, you have an offense and you have a defense. Okay, basketball, you got to be all around, right? So it's like, Ray Lewis was only on the defense, but it's whenever he came out of that tunnel, his little signature pose. And for those of you who follow football, you know exactly what I'm talking about. He picked that grass up, you know, do that little stomp and then you know, and that's what he was known for. And even whenever he retired, like they retired his number, like his jersey number, I think, or if I'm not mistaken. And, you know, he did that. And he's known for that. It was that presence that he brought out every single Sunday. And you saw they went on to win a Super Bowl. I don't know if Ray won two or just one, but I mean, he won that Super Bowl. And it's the presence. And his teammates were like, yeah, nobody brings any kind of energy like that. And I'm thinking, okay, now let's look at your life. Whether you're at work, whether it's your relationship, what presence do you bring in? Are you struggling right now with what it is that you're doing? Maybe you're going through a business bit of a heap, right? You hit a bit of a hole. You know, what are you struggling in? Maybe your relationship took a bit of a turn down south for a little bit, right? What's up? Is it your presence? If you're in a relationship, the fact that you're just there, that says it all. But if it doesn't say it all, why is that? And then how can you improve on that? Nate, I'll be honest, man. I'm just my presence. I feel like I show up, but I'm just not there myself. And it's not necessarily an overall relationship thing. Now we're talking about an overall you thing, a self-confidence. Maybe it's your self-confidence isn't there. Ladies and gentlemen, I've been there. You know, I still go through it. You know, sometimes I might walk into a room and I've gotten way better at it. You know, don't get me wrong. First time I moved to LA and I was in the room with some of these people I've interviewed, I idolized the hell out of them. I really did. And I'm looking back at it now and I'm like, wow, man, I'm over here geeking over this person. But then the next week I interviewed this person and I'm like, what? Hold up. Now I'm in rooms with these cats and thinking, man, but I look back at that and I'm like, you know what? That was the process. Everything's a process. And just the fact that I was in their presence, I was geeked. And now I got some of them asking me, like, Nate, let's hang out again. I'm like, great. Now they want to be in my presence, and we're going to be in each other's presence. So a question I want to ask you is, how powerful is your presence? How strong is your presence? Do you walk into a room and everybody just immediately comes over to you and wants your attention? If that's the case, you got a strong presence. okay? I go to the same church as Justin Bieber. Every time he walks in, that dude can feel all those eyeballs looking at him. You know, he has a front row seat, though, in church, and he comes in at, like, the right whenever the sermon starts, so people don't try to, you know, talk to him and things, except for people in the front row or something. But it's like, he's got a strong presence. Chances are you ain't going to be seeing Justin Bieber in a Walmart or a Target or a Trader Joe's, right? You're going to be seeing him, like, having somebody do that for him. You can't even walk out the house without having paparazzi snapping photos. And then another question is, what do you want your presence to be like? Do you want your presence to be like that of a Bieber? Or do you want your presence to be that where you're kind of famous, but you can still go out in public and shop? Right? I saw Jessica Simpson the one day. She was going into Erewhon. It's an organic market here in Los Angeles. It's similar to a Whole Foods, but in my opinion, I think it's better. It's a little bit pricier too, but really good food. I saw her walk in the one day and I'm like, okay, Usher was in there too. And people know Usher, but like he still goes out to shop. He's not on like that. Yeah, he's definitely not on that Bieber kind of status or that Michael Jackson status. Fun fact, Michael Jackson actually had to organize because he didn't go to a grocery store for years because he just couldn't. People would overwhelm him and, you know, bombard him. And he actually had it set up one time where it was staged that people that were in the store had to act like they didn't know him, where he could just go around and shop like the golden days back whenever he was young. Because he couldn't remember. And he was like, wow, I can't even remember the last time I was in a store like this. You know, and it's amazing because I feel like a lot of us, we want this stardom. We want this fanciness, the celebrity status, whatever it is we call it. But then I want to ask you, like, do you really want that if you can't even walk out and do anything the same way anymore? Well, yeah, Nate, I still want that. But I'm thinking, no, do you really want that? It's something you got to think about. And then if we're going back to presence, how can you improve your presence? How can you improve your self-confidence? Everything's energy, ladies and gentlemen. Let me tell you. People can feel you from a mile away. That's why whenever somebody's staring at you for a long time, your intuition feels that and you look and you make eye contact and then they're kind of sitting a little weird. My females, you know exactly what I'm talking about, especially if you be getting them looks from dudes. I mean, hey, it happens to dudes sometimes too. I'm going to tell you that. So, but if you want to improve your presence, I highly recommend you got to love yourself to its entirety. You really do. You can't necessarily take it out on your partner. Or it's not your spouse's fault. Maybe they just don't, if they don't show you enough affection, then that's an affection issue. I'm talking about a presence issue. How can you show up every single day? How can you be like a Kobe Bryant who would literally go to the gym an hour, if not hours before his team got there and stayed hour, if not hours after? How can you do that? I saw Drew Brees did the same exact thing. Whenever it was in the playoffs, he stayed hours afterwards. He did the same thing Kobe Bryant did. He practiced, but without a football. In Kobe's case, without a basketball. He was shooting errors, but he was imagining it just going in. It's true. It's all true. That literally works. If you can imagine it with your mind, if you can think it, you can do it. Manifestation. I did an episode on that many weeks ago. You'll definitely have to check that out if you haven't already. But again, your presence is powerful. Say it again. My presence is powerful. If you're in your car listening to this, if you're on the commode, you're on the toilet, maybe you're pacing, maybe you got your AirPods in, maybe you're in a restaurant right now. If you're in a restaurant, you don't want to say it out loud because you're afraid people are going to be like, man, what are they doing, right? Say it in your head. My presence is powerful. My presence is powerful. My presence is powerful. When you can really absorb that, and if you say it every single day, guess what, ladies and gentlemen? Your presence will what? Become, I don't even need to say it because you already said it. If you didn't say it, you need to redo this. Maybe you shouldn't be listening to this podcast if you ain't going to do the exercises. I'm kidding. But if you want it to work, you know what you need to do. How powerful is your presence? How powerful do you want your presence to be? Thank you so much, guys, for listening to this solo episode on Presence of the Roots of Success podcast. If you haven't already left us a 5-star review on iTunes, please do so. It definitely helps us with ranking in this world. And if you haven't already seen the video interviews that I do on YouTube, as well as just my YouTube channel, check it out. Go to look up the Roots of Success podcast on YouTube, or you can just look up Nate the Great Peterman. You'll see me pop up. Leave us a little subscribe, like some of the content. I greatly appreciate it. I always engage with you on YouTube. I got all the solo, I don't have the solo interviews on there. I got all my influencer interviews on there, as well as book reviews that I do. And if you even want to catch some young videos, some videos of me when I'm like 13, 14 years old talking about success with a country boy accent, that's going to be your spot. Okay. It's under Young Nate, that playlist on YouTube. So you won't want to miss it. Anyways, I appreciate you so much. Stay tuned until next week's podcast. Thank you. Thanks for listening to the Roots of Success podcast. Don't forget to leave a 5-star review. I really appreciate that, as well as a like and a subscribe. Stay connected between shows by following me on Instagram @NateTheGreat. And remember, guys, success starts here. Keep winning. Nate the Great signing off.